Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Checkmate. This term for the winning move in chess comes from the Persian phrase, "The king is dead." In chess, if your king is killed, you lose. Game over. The opening scene of our reading from Ezekiel today looks like checkmate. God has just pronounced judgment on Judah and the surrounding nations through the prophet Ezekiel. God's covenant people have been cut off because of their idolatry. They have been driven out of their homeland and put into exile all throughout Babylon. Nothing is left. Game over. Checkmate. Anyone who assessed the odds that the Lord would keep his promise to send a Savior in King David's line certainly would be betting against those odds now. Israel is dead. Jerusalem is dead. Their kings are dead. The temple is dead. Their hopes are dead. To illustrate the devastation, Ezekiel reveals to his people, the people of Israel are like very dry bones in a valley scattered on the ground. And these aren't skeletons that are scattered on the ground. These are bones, torn limb from limb, disjointed, scattered on the ground. And whoever did this doesn't even consider them worthy of burial. The whole house of Israel calls out and says, "Our bones are dried up. Our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off." Checkmate. While it may look like game over for the Israelites, the Lord has made a covenant of peace. He's made an everlasting covenant with those who walk by faith with believing Abraham. The Lord is going to honor that covenant, and he is going to keep his promise. And the Lord gives this vision to Ezekiel of bones coming together, bone to bone, tendons and flesh covering them, his spirit breathed into them, giving life to the dead. The Lord will open their graves, and they will rise from their graves. And so the Israelites may know that the Lord has not abandoned his people. The Lord has spoken, and the Lord will do it. God's word is not empty. And now we fast forward a few 100 years, and now the Israelites are under a new ruler, the Roman Empire, and a prophet greater than Ezekiel, all the other prophets, appears on the scene, Jesus, who John the Baptist calls the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, and who, as God did in Ezekiel's vision, can raise the dead with his word. Jesus says to the little girl, "I say to you, arise." And Jairus' daughter is made alive. Jesus says, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the son of the widow at Nain is alive. And Jesus says, "Lazarus, come out." And Lazarus walks out of his grave alive. Now, the rulers and leaders in Jerusalem did not like this, and they reject Jesus, and he's crucified. Jesus, who lived in perfect obedience to the Father's will, takes the world's sins, the world's disobedience upon himself. Your sins and my sins. And he suffers the punishment for those sins on the cross, and he is killed. And Jesus does something even more miraculous than raising other people from the dead. He himself is raised from the dead and gains victory over sin, death, and the devil. What looked like checkmate, what looked like game over, was a victory for you, for me, for all who walk by faith with Jesus. You, who once were dead, nothing but a pile of dry bones scattered across the valley of death and sorrow, are united to Christ through your baptism, and you are made alive too. St. Paul writes in Galatians 3, For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither slave nor free. There's no male and female. You are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are united in Christ. You are Christ. You are Abraham's offspring according to the promise. You're incorporated into the body of Christ, where you receive all that the Lord has promised to his holy people. You are his holy people. The Lord has promised you that your graves will be opened. He has promised you life. Now, it may still feel like you're in the valley of dry bones today. It may feel like checkmate for you right now. Maybe you have assignments that are piled up, past due. You don't know how they're going to get them done. Call day. It's 27 days, 9 hours away. Feels like it may never come. Or maybe you don't want it to come. Maybe you are scared to death to go out into the harvest field. You look around the world, you see a culture increasingly hostile to Christianity. Where are you going to go? Is it going to be a good fit? Are my kids going to be in a good school? Is my wife going to fit in? With so few workers in the harvest field, is the burden just going to be too much for me to handle? Yes. Some days, maybe the burden will be too much. But that's when you remember your baptism. You remember the new life that you have through the water and the word. You are a baptized child of Christ. The old Adam that's in you that causes you to stumble and to fall is by daily contrition and repentance drowned and killed with all sins and evil desires. And a new person will emerge daily and rise to live a new life in God in righteousness and purity forever. So despite what you may be feeling right now and what you think your future looks like, know that your future is not uncertain. We know exactly what our future looks like. Hear the words of Ezekiel 37 again. This mind, a portion of Ezekiel 37, with judgment day in mind, with your bones in mind. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, bones coming together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them. But there was no breath in them. And he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, breath of four winds, and breathe into these slain, that they may live. And boom, out of the grave, you come flying out of the grave at the word of Jesus, and you are a new creation, fully human, just as God said he would do. And then we get John's revelation in chapter 7. Again, picture yourself. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne in front of the Lamb, all wearing robes and holding palm branches in your hands. And you cry with a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And the angels and all standing around, and the elders, the four living creatures, they bow down on their faces, worshiping God and saying, amen! Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength is to our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders asks, who are these in white robes? Who are they? Where do they come from? And I say, Lord, you know. And he said, these are the ones who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God, worshiping and serving day and night before the throne. and in his temple, and he puts his tent over them, where you will never hunger again. You will never thirst. The sun will not beat upon you. The scorching heat will not affect you. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be your shepherd, and he will lead you to springs of living water, and God will wipe away all your tears. This is your future. The Holy Spirit given to you through the word of God and the assurance of your baptism gives you the power to face today and every day confidently. You'll be able to handle whatever Satan tries to throw at you because you know how the story ends. There will be no checkmate for you. The game is rigged in your favor. Because of Jesus, victory is certain. Life is certain. The Lord has spoken, and the Lord will do it. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.